Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying. Lonely teardrops.
We're back at 7 till. That's Jackie Wilson bringing us back. By the way, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with senior partner with Tatum and Tatum LLC, I should say, as TatumLLC.com. Right, Sam?
TatumLLC.com, and we're in 30 markets around the country and helping businesses run their shows and being part of the management.
Yep, and chief financial officers and chief information officers, you can rent. You can, if you need that kind of management power, they'll rent you these guys, and so to speak, like I was when I was a consultant, Sam, and they'll come in for a short time or part time or whatever you need. So check them out there, TatumLLC.com. Hey, Sam, the capital availability, I should say, and pricing. Mm-hmm. What's available from banks, I guess, for small business owners? That's what that means.
It means banks, but it also means equity and enterprise value. So part of our capital availability is equity capital,
mm-hmm.
and we think that that's the main reason for the down arrow in the past 30 days. Stock market has not done well.
Are you saying that the stock market is in this indicator?
Yep.
How does that fit in there? I'm not sure I understand how the stock market fits into my small business's capital availability and pricing.
Well, it's small, medium, and also public as well as private.
Yeah.
And so as equity values go down, it hurts the ability of a private business to raise new equity capital, as
right.
well as debt.
I will tell
a
you
smaller
one thing.
Factor.
I'll tell you
but
one thing.
Matters.
I'll tell you one
mm-hmm.
thing. You know, small business owners aren't publicly traded, but their equity value has been eroding over the last 3 years. I can promise you that.
Yep, it has. It's exactly. And when the market takes a dip, as it did as it has in the past month, then it shows up as part of our thing. We do not think that in the past 30 days there's been a big change in the availability of credit or in the price of credit, and so the downward arrow has to do with confidence about the ability of businesses to raise equity capital as mm-hmm. needed for expansion, and the outlook, of course, is flat. As with most of our other indicators this month, the outlook for the next 60 days for capital availability and pricing is, more of the same.
And see, Sam, this is moot for most small business owners. You know why? Because we don't want to borrow money anyway.
Well, we don't, exactly.
I'm telling you.
If we need to, we can't get it.
Well, but, you know, even the people who can, and you and I both know them, they don't want more debt. They're deleveraging. They don't want more debt. And isn't it a sad irony that at the time when capital is you know, the growth capital is really, you know, it's there's some issues with the regulations, but it's pretty much available. If you're credit worthy, you can get credit, and the price is as low as I've ever seen it in my entire career. Isn't it a sad irony that all that's laying out there, and I don't want any of it?
Well, it's a, you know, fortunate thing. This is very
as a small business. I'm when I say I don't want any of it, I'm kind of you know, saying that writ large.
Exactly. It's counterintuitive, but it happens that when business is growing very slowly or negatively, cash flow can be pretty good because we are reducing our working capital,
right.
and that frees up cash. And so it seems counterintuitive that cash flow should be good in hard times. But it happens, and we're paying back our debt as fast as we can because, in part, we had such a big scare and a horror show 4 years ago.
Sam, if we can turn this economy around, if we can somehow get a change in leadership in Washington, we can turn this economy around Small businesses that are still in business are very well positioned to become ridiculously profitable in an expansion right now, I think. What do you think?
I believe that, and I believe the demand for capital will increase as we turn around and start going better, depending on how things go today.
And that's a dynamic that's available in America that's not available in any other country, and it's the reason why America can actually work its way out of this hole we're in.
Yeah.
Unlike any other country.
Yep. Well, we'll see how things go today, and then hold our collective breath as we get toward year end, and hope that our Congress will come to an ability to actually get something done.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yep.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job. Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, TatumLLC.com. Check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later. And actually, I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.